Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show. Escape from Germany tells the story of some missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who escaped Germany just before World War II. And joining me on the phone right now is the director, T.C. Christensen, and the star, Paul Wolfrich, who plays Elder Norm Siebold. T.C. and Paul, it's a pleasure to have you chat with me today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Well, T.C., I understand this film is already doing very well. It's now playing here in eastern Idaho. And on May 4th, you're going to be talking to audiences after at the Paramount Theater.
Yes, I'm so excited to come to Idaho for two reasons. One is Idaho has always supported our film so well. But I also need you to know that this lead character that Paul plays is an Idaho boy. It was Norm Siebold who was born in Idaho Falls and spent most of his life in the Rupert area. And so we're bringing back your hometown boy to you.
Oh, I love that. And what was it, T.C., that drew you into this story?
There's several things that made me want to make this film. One of them is that when these missionaries had to get out, the mission president had to assign somebody to get them out because he was busy doing other things for a few days. And we missionaries are two by two. That's what we always deal with. But in this case, the mission president chose one person, one man, Norm Siebold. And to me, that's a movie, because now I've got Clint Eastwood out there against Nazis and German shepherds and everything else that came with the Nazi regime trying to get this group out way stronger. And that made me think this is one element of the film that makes me want to make it.
And I understand, T.C., that as you were making this film, there were a few miracles that occurred. Could you share those with us?
I'll tell you one right off, is we've had to film some of it in Europe because we needed to make the film feel like it was 1939 Germany, and that's the place to do it. So we went to Budapest, Hungary. We got there and had a local company to help us, and our wire transfer was not getting through with the money that we had sent them. And it was time to film, and they were ready to pull the plug. They said, "We're not going to help you because you haven't paid us." Well, we couldn't figure out the problem. We couldn't get the money in there. Well, like good boys, we went to church on Sunday, and that Sunday we met a man who was only there for 1 week, and he heard us talking about the problem, and he said, "Hey, I know how to get money into this country. What do you need?" He pulled his phone out, and within 2 hours, we had the money that we could go ahead and do the shoot. Otherwise, we would have had to come home not having gotten it done. But because he was there that one Sunday, we were there that Sunday, we got to make the film we needed in Budapest.
Talk about being in the right place at the right time. I think that definitely a miracle. And Paul, I would love to know what you really connect with about your character, Elder Norm Siebold.
Yeah, absolutely. This was one of those stories that I think is a shock to people, that when they see the film, they're going to think, how have I not heard this story? And that's what it was like for me initially getting this script and reading this. And I looked him up online and found an old article that had been written about him. And I turned to my wife and I said, "You have to read this." And then she read it, and we both looked at her and said, "How have we not heard this story before? This is incredible." And this young man gets called to do this impossible task, like T.C. said, by himself, completely guided by the Spirit. He said, "If the Spirit told me to get off a train and find elders, I got off. If it told me to stay on, I stayed on. I didn't know where I was going. I just had to be led and go forth and do this thing." And that attitude and the fact that he was able to pull it off was just amazing. And so I was in from the get-go on the story, and especially the character of Elder Siebold.
And let me ask you this, Paul. As you were prepping for this role, have you had an opportunity to speak with any of Elder Siebold's family?
Yeah, so I was able to get a copy of an interview that he did. It was about 15 pages. So there's lines in the film that were directly taken from him when he's confronted with a Nazi officer and is, you know, taken into custody. I mean, it's incredible what he went through. But actually on set, most days, well, all the days, most of the extras were back. What am I trying to say? Most of the background extras were descendants of the missionaries. And so I actually got to meet some of his kids and family on set while we were shooting and asked them about, you know, their dad. And I remember asking one of his kids, I said, did you grow up just hearing all these incredible stories? And he said, you know, not too much, really. I think they were asked not to share a lot of it. And he said, it wasn't until years later in life, I read his story in a church book that I realized the impact my dad had and the scope of what he did. And that really stuck with me, you know, to think that he was the type of guy that just went out and did something extremely difficult because he was called to do it and never sought too much attention or praise. But he just said, you know what, that's what the Lord called me to do. And so I did it.
And that certainly is that reminder for all of us, the importance of just jumping in and doing what we can where we are. What an inspiration. And TC, I understand that the extras in this film are extra special. Can you shed some light on that for us?
Well, we've made a search to try to find the descendants of these actual evacuated missionaries, and Melanie von der Graaf and Terry Montag did a great job in doing that. And so every day we had these members of the family, and they were there to honor their ancestor, and every day I would introduce them to the crew, and every day I would cry because they were just so happy and thrilled to be there with us honoring their ancestor.
And, you know, a longtime former television anchor here in East Idaho, Jay Hildebrandt, is one of those extras. His dad was actually one of the missionaries. And so I'm going to get a chance also to talk to him about his experience of being an extra on this film.
Yes, he was with us, and he and his family were there and did a great job. He's one of them that made me cry.
I don't doubt that for a second, TC. Jay Hildebrandt really is an incredible guy. TC and Paul, we have to take a quick break, but I want to keep you on the line so we can continue hearing about the miracles associated with this film, Escaping Germany. And let me quickly remind you, it's a big day here at KID News Radio because we want to send your mama to Maui. That's right. We're kicking the week off in a big way. We've teamed up with Morris Columbus Travel and Wolf Lighting. And to enter, all you have to do is text me Maui to 208-522-5900. All right, real quick again, it's Maui to 208-522-5900. And if you would like to see the trailer for Escape from Germany, it's playing right now in East Idaho, just head out to our Facebook page. I'll be right back.